News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You are somebody who is not keen for us to sign up to this EU-wide set of proposals. Tell me why. We'll get to the proposals as soon as we can, because I'd like Enda to sort of lay them out for people. But you are against this from the outset.
Absolutely. The government, in my view, must, and in our view, Independent Ireland, must reject the new EU Migration and Asylum Pact. And Minister McEntee is going before the government today to seek approval. But Minister McEntee should go before the country on this issue, because this is a huge issue for this country. And Ireland, we'll say, alongside Denmark, retains the legal right to opt out of the EU immigration policies, a right affirmed by the Irish people in the Lisbon referendum. And ignoring this mandate, in our view, and bypassing a national debate would disregard the will of the Irish people.
Okay.
Ciara, so
Michael, if you don't mind, because I'd like to lay out for listeners what the new changes proposed are, if you don't mind. Park that for one moment and I will come back to you, but I do have Enda now. Good morning to you, Enda.
Good morning, Ciara. How are you doing?
Can you, just for people listening, explain what these new proposed rules, what the changes are, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a complete overhauling of all the legal rules in the EU around migration and asylum. So they have they're very lengthy, and there's a number of different laws that are being brought in. Some of the most prominent measures are around screening. So a more comprehensive screening of people when they arrive in the territory first, identity checks, security checks, vulnerability checks and health and other assessments. The Eurodac system that involves a kind of fingerprinting and registration. There's some additions to that, expanding the types of information that be collected and also providing access to law enforcement.
Because that's kind of missing now, isn't it? I know we do vet people, I know we do fingerprint people, but they're not necessarily cross-checked against international databases or that kind of thing.
I mean, there is a degree of that being done already, but this will expand the types of information.
So screening, vetting, that's being, I suppose, tightened up or increased. They're also going to be doing things like fast-tracking and accelerating people's applications. Is this so that we can, in effect, send away people who don't qualify?
Effectively, yeah. I mean, it is a bit similar to some of the types of things that are already being done in Ireland, which is accelerating cases from countries deemed to be safe countries of origin. But there will be some mandatory border procedures which will involve cases being dealt with very quickly, where people have come from a country where a low percentage usually are deemed to qualify for international protection. There's a range of qualifying conditions for that. There's other categories as well, including.
And do these look to me like tightening of measures to decrease internal migration, I would imagine, or to exclude anyone who can be excluded? That's what that looks like. There's also things that we can see in the papers this morning, things like, I suppose, SOPs to communities, maybe where there have been protests, things like they're not going to use the last remaining hotel in a town for international protection accommodation because communities are pushing back against that. So in effect, there's a raft of measures, I suppose, but they're all designed, I suppose, to allay protest, to allay the sort of pushback against migration that we've seen. Is that fair to say?
So just one point of clarification. There's two things going to Cabinet today. One is to do with national policy on accommodating asylum seekers. And then there's also the pact.
Yeah, so these two.
Very separate,
but
of course.
Yes, but in effect, they're both moving in one direction, aren't they?
So I think any system has to be effective and efficient in order to have public support, but also equally to ensure that people who qualify for refugee status get the protection that they need. So it's not in the individual's interest or the state's interest that systems are inefficient and that they don't work. So that's what everybody wants to see, an effective system where people who arrive in the country get a quick decision, get a fair and efficient decision on whether they qualify or not.
Thank you, because that's made it much more clear for people. And now, Michael, I'd like to bring you back in. You've heard what Enda says. This is going to tighten up rules around migration, increase vetting, faster tracking. People will be sent home if they don't qualify. I'm surprised that you wouldn't be supportive of that, because is this not what you want?
Well, first and foremost, anyway, Ciara, we must have a proper debate in the Dáil about this issue. The Minister can't come in to our government colleagues today and seek approval for a new migration and asylum pact. It cannot happen. We need a proper and open debate in the Dáil, which has continuously been rejected by government. A debate that the Irish people feel that is needed, because 70 to 75% of the Irish people feel that we have done our part in this country. We cannot accept...
Michael, even if 75% of people feel that we have done our part, we do have legal obligations around international treaties about, you know, international protection, international migration, asylum seekers. We do have obligations under that. It's not just that we can say the door is closed, you know, Ireland is full, which I know is an expression people are using, or that our borders are sealed. That's not something that we legally can do.
You say we have obligations, but the people at Denmark made a very clear decision themselves in the decision to protect their own social cohesion by opting out of all EU immigration policies. And that served as a clear example to Ireland that we should have followed. And what I'm saying is clear, that we look after the people that we have here properly, not having sleeping on the streets in our capital, not having them sleeping in tents around the country. Instead of talking about how we maybe manage things more easier and people can come in easier and be seen after, easier, maybe we should look after the people that are in here already in our country, and that hasn't happened today. We've been told already that fingerprinting can be done. We've been told already that there were fast-tracking laws that people that shouldn't be in this country could leave the country or be sent out of the country. I urge the government to exercise our right, Ciara, to opt out of this pact. If it comes before
and then what would you suggest, Michael, just genuine question, let me ask you a question, Michael. What would you suggest we do when hundreds of people arrive here every day? What do you suggest that we do about that?
We have to slow the flow, Ciara. It's obvious.
Well, all you have to do is buy a plane ticket.
Where are we going to put them here is the question.
I'm asking you a question. What would you suggest we do with people? We are arriving maybe 200-300 people a day. What do you suggest we do? What is the solution to that?
We opt out of these packs so that we know, look after people that are in this country that come into us for protection.
Michael, you haven't answered the question. You haven't answered the question.
We opt out of EU migration.
And the 300 people that will arrive in Ireland today, you can say to them, we're opting out. What do you do with those people?
Absolutely. Well, we have to, unfortunately, they have to be deported because we have no place for them.
Right,
no asylum
procedures, you just deport. Automatic deportation of all people.
I don't know what you, Ciara, what do you call support when you give a person a tent and tell them sleep in our capital because we have no room anywhere else?
No, I'm just interested in your view. Thank you. I'm just going to come back to you and then give you the last word. Your reaction to that?
So I think there's just a couple of important points. We have already opted into laws at the EU level on asylum and migration, so we can't go back in time. What's happening is the laws are moving forward. If Ireland was the only country not to participate in the new laws, it would be unworkable. So I think international cooperation is essential to manage asylum and migration. We can't do this alone. And the second point is that in the Constitution, both houses of the Oireachtas have to pass a motion in order for us to opt into legislation. So it will go through the House.
All right, so there will be debate indeed. Look, thank you both very much for that this morning. I do appreciate it. That is Enda O'Neill, who is the head of the UNHCR, and Michael Collins, Independent.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
TD.